USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Several people have been killed, according to law enforcement in southwest Georgia. Police are investigating multiple deaths at different scenes, including at a McDonald's restaurant. A large police presence is at a McDonald's in the small town of Moultrie, north of Florida-Georgia state line. Local media says there's no confirmation the incidents are connected. The chief of police says there's no immediate threat to the public. The alleged gunman in Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta is being charged with one count of murder, four counts of aggravated assault. Deion Patterson waived his right to appear in court. The 24-year-old former Coast Guard member allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical building. Russia's claim the U.S. was behind an alleged drone attack on the Kremlin is an outright lie.
The United States was not involved in this incident in any way, contrary to Mr. Peskov's lies. That's what they are, just lies.
That's what White House National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby told reporters. Ukraine President Vladimir Zelensky denied carrying out the attack, saying Ukraine is not carrying out attacks in Russia. A whistleblower claims Biden's involved in the criminal pay for votes.
A whistleblower has come forward claiming President Biden was criminally involved in a pay-for-policy voting while vice president. The claim says the FBI and the Department of Justice had the information before the 2020 election. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has now issued a subpoena requiring the FBI to turn over an unclassified document between then-Vice President Biden and an undisclosed foreign national. Senator Josh Hawley on Fox News last night.
Must not forget that Twitter and the other big tech companies censored stories about Hunter's laptop to try and change the outcome of an election. We need to know what the truth is, and we need to get it right now.
That's Lance Fry reporting. The University of Alabama baseball coach is out of a job over suspicious wagering activity connected to Alabama baseball games. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The world's first RSV vaccine is now FDA approved. It was developed by pharma giant GSK. The shot is for adults ages 60 and up. A late-stage clinical trial showed the single-dose vaccine lowers the risk of symptoms by 83% and of severe illness by 94%. The CDC still needs to recommend the shot before it's available to the public, and a CDC advisory committee is scheduled to meet in June. The death of a mentally disturbed man who was put in a chokehold on a New York City subway train is being ruled a homicide. There was a rally yesterday where folks demanded justice for Jordan Neely, who was homeless.
Instead, what we're seeing is people and not having a compassionate approach to those who are struggling with mental health and homelessness.
Witnesses tell police Neely was harassing passengers, making threats on the train when a passenger and former Marine put him in a chokehold for 15 minutes. No charges have been filed at this time. CEO pay in the U.S. is on the rise. The median pay for the 100 highest paid CEOs rose 7.7% last year to $22.3 million. That's according to a study from research company Equilar. This while workers' pay failed to keep up with inflation. Jenny Craig is closing all its weight loss centers in the U.S. and Canada and moving to an online retailer. Dave Collins, USA News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
When I wasn't taking it and I was waiting for my operation, I was feeling very tired. Now I'm driving like 11, 12 hours a day. I told you I manage 15 gas stations. And I have so much energy, I even gave some of my pills for my son, and he said, Dad, this is good, so I like it. I'm healing so fast, it's like amazing. My family is so